ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted is for your consolation and the salvation which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And is it not true? If you have gone through a certain crisis or a certain sickness, when someone else has the same sickness, there's just kind of there's a kind of something electric that flows between the end. You can encourage one another in a way that no one else can, because you have been through that meal. You have been through that experience. Have you experienced that? Oh, yeah. It is so wonderful and so special. And we never know. God did not tell Job why he experienced all the things he did. No. And God doesn't tell us. But there are things that we benefit from. Turn with me to Philippians. Well, you know that verse. It's been my, early on in my life, verse, that I might know him and what? Power of his resurrection and the what? The fellowship of his sufferings. And we desire to suffer. Is that what we're saying? Did Jesus experience pain? Did he suffer? Horrible. And in our communion just a few Sundays ago, our bishop read a doctor's description of the suffering of Christ, and it was so vivid that one of the young men fainted. Really. But how much does it affect us when we read it over and over again? Well, yeah. But the horrible suffering that Jesus had, and we pass it by lightly. Did you know that pain is a wonderful gift? Paul Brandt, who was the son of missionaries in India, spent his life studying pain. He was a gifted hand surgeon who made astonishing breakthroughs in the treatment of leprosy. And a leper, you know, does not have any feelings in his extremities. And so, I mean, they break their finger or break, whatever else, and it doesn't hurt. And they burn their hand, and it doesn't hurt. And first, they have bones sticking out there. Man, it's no big deal. I mean, it doesn't hurt. And they end up with stubs, whatever else, yeah. Pain is a gift that nobody wants. Okay? And he says, it's not a blemish in creation. It's not God's one big mistake. Pain stands out as an extraordinary feat of engineering, valuable beyond measure. I had someone rather close to me text me and say, scars are a blessing because of all the pain he has experienced with his family. And he says, finances mean nothing. And because of a sickness in their family is ongoing and ongoing, his finances all his savings and IRAs are just wiped out. And he's able to say, finances are nothing. Scars are a blessing. Wow. Did you know that the body has millions of nerve sensors? Signals from the skin travel at 300 feet a minute, whereas in the internal organs they may travel only 300 feet a second. Did I say it right? Yeah, 300 feet a second. Whereas on the inside, they may only travel 2 feet per second. And you may have as many as 2,000 senses on